Well, we've owned Arlo, the big, old, large dog, for quite a while now, and I did not realize this. Apparently, he gets jealous when we pet other dogs.
Really?
This is according to researchers at the University of California, San Diego, who watched 36 dog owners interact with an animated dog. While the owners petted the fake dog, their real dog started showing signs of jealousy, including pushing at their owner or the rival dog. The dogs were trying to break up the connection between the owners and the robotic rival.
So what if you own two dogs? I mean, we've got a mini Aussie Shepherd and Athena, and then they develop side names, right? Yeah, and then also we've got this miniature poodle. I think that's an accurate description of Wesley. He's black and he's fun, and so really Athena's more Evelyn's dog. Wesley's more my wife's dog. And so, yeah, I think they're just like love on me, right? Mm-hmm. And they're just so enthusiastic when you come home. And
yeah.
So that's such a treat. But
yeah.
Yeah, I can see.
Because we have teenagers, so you don't get that from your kids
anymore.
No,
you don't. No, that and I wanted Caleb, enjoy that while it lasts.
Enjoy that while it lasts, yeah.
When they're young.
I think the kids are more excited to see the dog sometimes than me.
Well, now you're just in training then.
So, yeah, I can see where if you're just petting one, the other's like, hey, what about me?
What about me?
What about my chopped liver? Yesterday, though, we got a fence up in our backyard. We kind of constructed this, and it's, I don't know, a few feet high. And so they get so excited. And Wesley, he's like the Mexican jumping dog. He just boom, boom. And then yesterday, he went over the fence. He was excited. He just is particularly enamored with Peggy. And so he's like up. He looked like the soup, like... Wesley the Wonder Dog. So, anyhow.
Funny.
You never know. Now we have to figure that one
something
out.
Something higher.
If he's particularly motivated, he's like, I'm out of here.
He can do that.
Yeah.
But he didn't, like, get away, though.
No. I mean,
not
he ran
like
around.
Not like the Wonder Ferret who can escape for days. And
Gizmo. We're
Gizmo.
Keeping him.
Gizmo.
You're lock and key.
Yeah, I remember we used to go to small group on Wednesday nights at family's house in our church, and they had this little dog named Frankie. He couldn't have been more than about 18 inches long.
Frankie.
And they had a great big screened-in porch, so it was probably 36 to 40 inches of wood and then the screen above that.
Yeah.
And when you would walk up, you'd hear Frankie's little nails clipping over the tiles. And then he'd go, and he would jump straight up.
Yeah.
And you could see like his bulging
his little
eyebrows go up over the screen as he was looking to see who was coming
Who's here?
To his
Who's
home.
Here? Who's
see, that's
here?
What I've always seen with Wesley. He's going straight up. But yesterday he projected forward. So
it's like the old Tigger song.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Hey, on our one-year anniversary, I'd love to hear from listeners at 396-1670. Hey, have you enjoyed the show here during the last year? And I think, it's fun for us to come across different mm-hmm. listeners who say, hey, I get my morning cup of coffee, and I'm going to be with the kids for homeschool during the day, but I really enjoy listening to you guys.
Yeah, so. Or in the car on the way to mm-hmm. school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super
Text
fun.
Text or voicemail, 396-1670.
Well, I read this morning, and... I found this honestly heartbreaking, guys, and I think many women out there would agree. Here is the statistics. Only 2% of the world's women consider themselves beautiful.
And it's not much higher here in the States.
No, here, that's world. Here in the U.S., only 3% of American women consider themselves beautiful. You guys, that's heartbreaking to me. What message are we sending to our daughters and sisters and nieces and wives that only 3% of American women find them? I find this crushing and sad.
It's kind of like, what is the standard that's out there? I mean, you talk about Madison Avenue and all of the images there. And, mm-hmm. Lots been talked about in the past in terms of on a magazine cover, even what they've done years ago. Mm-hmm. And remembering Michelle Pfeiffer was an actress that's going back a ways. But the way that that wasn't really Michelle Pfeiffer. That wasn't what
right.
she really liked. Everything they did to adjust that.
Right.
And so that, I think, is probably what women are comparing themselves to and coming away and saying that.
Well, and I think it's a statement as to, not just what is beauty there, but... the whole people are beautiful on the inside. Like, mm-hmm. why are we so focused on the external when really I see so many amazing, beautiful women raising children and helping people and holding down jobs and leading communities? And like, that's beauty.
It reminds me of the 513 Free Farewell event. I love the song from True Server that Jesse Hambles featured on called Masks, because so often we put these masks, these facades up of who we think we need to be. Mm-hmm. When, again, you know, the scripture talks about the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. I have two little daughters now, 2, 8 and not even 2 years old. I mean, and this concerns me, too, from a dad's heart, because you think, what can I do as a dad to let them realize where true beauty comes from, but also physically to let them know to be content with the perfection that is their outward appearance, because God made them that way and he doesn't make mistakes.
You know, here's the thing. I think the best thing that dads can do to help their daughters feel beautiful is make sure your wife feels beautiful. Mm. I think that's where it starts, because of, you know, I mean, I can ask you this and you don't need to answer, but do your wives truly know that you find them beautiful?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think when we get into marriage for a number of years, I mean, you just kind of assume your spouse knows that you care and that they're, but you know, if you can make your wife know in no uncertain terms that she is beautiful, that will carry through to your children. It really will.
And I think for women, too, because you got single and married, divorced, etc., and I think widowed, and I think for people, you know, for women before the Lord, to know that, hey, you're his daughter, he, you know, you're his beautiful daughter who is redeemed, and I think of 1 Peter 3:4, it says that you should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. You ever get that where you're taking a long drive and you just want something to snack on? Right?
Red licorice.
Red licorice, that doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, but, no.
I mean, I don't mind
love
red licorice.
But... red licorice while I'm
okay.
My dad always would eat carrots, because then you're snacking all the time to stay awake, but it was a healthier snack.
Thing, yeah.
And even driving around, I do some sales during the day. I know you do, Caleb. I mean, there's times where I'm like, I just need something to... And I know, like, a keto-approved snack is pork rinds. So I've had a fair amount of pork rinds in the last week.
And I asked you, and you hadn't heard of these, the microwave pork rinds.
No,
my husband has enjoyed microwave pork rinds in the past. Apparently, it's a thing, and they're
so it's like a microwave popcorn, and then
It comes in a bag, and then they like, you know, because pork rinds are like floofy. They're air. What's the you know?
Yeah, they are. They're kind
floofy.
Of airy.
They're
well,
airy.
Anyhow, all of this actually is, there's a story from NPR that says just a handful of nuts may help keep us from packing on the pounds as we age. It sounds like an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well. Nuts may help keep the pounds away.
Okay.
Is what they're saying here. Eating a handful of almonds, walnuts, peanuts, or any type of nut on a regular basis may help prevent excessive weight gain and even lower the risk of obesity. And the Lord knows we need that help in this country right now. Yeah.
That's actually my preferred snack, because I went with almonds, and now recently we've discovered salted almonds, which might not be quite as healthy, but taste way better. But I enjoy almonds very much.
See, I like mixed nuts. Some people are pistachio fans. That's too much work.
Oh, I like pistachio. Well, but you can get them already peeled.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, I like
cashews.
Those.
Are awesome,
expensive.
But also super expensive.
Yeah.
And they are. Well, then all of a sudden you start to cross the lines like honey roasted peanuts.
Yes.
That is the best
They're
kind.
So
no, those are great.
Good. But then you're kind of defeating the purpose because all sugar.
Well, there's all sorts of lines that can be crossed.
Yes.
But then there's like trail mix. You go, there's nuts, but I also like the raisins. I know you don't. And the M&Ms.
The M&Ms
and the peanut
the
butter chips.
And,
the chocolate chips and the peanut butter chips,
It's a slippery slope,
it
gentlemen.
It is.
You know what, though? My husband loves to take for a snack. He'll do a handful of just plain almonds, not salted, just plain roasted almonds, and a bit of dark chocolate. And that's a great combination. The
My kids
chocolate.
Are really into a certain grocery store. It has $1.99 dark chocolate, so it's like 80% or 85% cacao. So we'll get those thinking, hey, it's a little healthier chocolate indulgence. But then the baby just loves it. And we're saying, this is the more expensive chocolate for mommy and daddy, because we're trying to be a little healthier.
Yeah.
And Nora loves
it. She has good taste.
She does. Now Cooper found a dark chocolate sea salt that's just incredible.
Nice.
But it's also expensive.
Nuts are healthy.
Yeah, there you go.
Nuts.
We've heard that. Good for your head. I've heard good for
Sometimes
your,
you feel
your
like
brain.
One.
Yeah, I frequently feel
Hey, I'm out of here on our anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Happy
we made
anniversary.
It a year.
1 year.
One year.
May the second year be even better. And it's October Connect Month.
So many positives going on today.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Happy October.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.